USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump makes a major announcement from the White House about the leader of the Islamic State.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
U.S. Special Forces conducted a nighttime raid in northwest Syria after locating Baghdadi.
The thug who tried so hard to intimidate others spent his last moments in utter fear, in total panic and dread, terrified of the American forces bearing down on him.
The president said 8 helicopters flew more than an hour over dangerous territory, taking fire which they eliminated. He says when they landed, U.S. forces blew holes in the side of the complex because the door was booby-trapped. Baghdadi ran into a dead-end tunnel with 3 of his children and then detonated his suicide vest. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A manhunt is underway around Greenville, Texas, for whoever shot and killed 2 people at a college homecoming party on Saturday night. More than 700 people were at the party near the campus of Texas A&M Commerce. Body Oxford is the chief deputy sheriff of Hunt County.
Once the scene was secured, we did locate 2 deceased individuals inside the building, and it was reported that there's 14 other individuals that have sought or currently in the hospital seeking treatment.
About 90,000 people have been ordered to leave towns in Northern California that are threatened by a wildfire that's now 40 square miles. Evacuation orders and warnings are now in effect for almost all of Sonoma County, stretching to the coast. Police in Britain have charged a truck driver with manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people after 39 people died inside a truck he was driving. 4 others have also been arrested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A witness called in the impeachment inquiry has made a court filing. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
An ex-White House advisor scheduled to testify before House impeachment investigators on Monday wants a federal court to decide first whether he should comply with a subpoena or follow President Trump's directive against cooperating in what the president dubs a scam. After getting a subpoena Friday, former Deputy National Security Advisor Charles Kupperman quickly filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Washington asking a judge to decide whether he should accede to the House demands or assert immunity from congressional process as directed by President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation has released the latest survey on Christmas shopping that reflects a 4% increase over last year. John Clemens reports.
The annual survey indicates an average $1,047.83 will be spent on Christmas this year. Shoppers between the ages of 35 to 44 plan to spend the most at over $1,100. The survey of 7,782 adult consumers by the National Retail Federation was conducted in early October and showed, as in previous years, 39% of Christmas shoppers said they would start buying gifts before November, while 43% are waiting until at least November, while 18% are waiting until December.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.